Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 12. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Your son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for fish, will give him a snake. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Okay, it's really, really good to see so many boys and girls and adults at church today, and you're all so welcome. And we're going to have a little talk just for a little while. I'm going to ask you lots of questions, so you need to listen very, very carefully and see who gets all the answers right. I'm sure, will it be the boys or the girls? You're not very enthusiastic. Who will know all the answers, the boys or the girls? Okay, that's fine. I'm sure everybody agrees that was boys. Of course that was boys, right? Okay, I want to talk to you about something this morning, and I have got one of these in my pocket. And I reckon most of the adults here, and maybe some of the teenagers here as well, have got one of these right now in their pockets. What do you think we're going to think about this morning? Any clues? Yes? Jacob? A phone? Yes. Let me see. Yes, there it is. It's in my pocket, so it's on silent, which is very important, especially in church, to put it on silent. I want to talk to you today about phones. Let's have a look at the first slide this morning. We're going to look at some slides together. Let's see what comes up next. Have we got any pictures going to come up? Should be some pictures. There we are. Let's have a look at all these people. What are all these people doing in the slides? What are the three people doing in the back seat of the car? What are they doing?
They're playing
on their phones, yes. Okay, what's the guy? You see the guy with the glasses and the bit of the beard at the bottom in the middle? What's he doing as he walks along? He's on his phone, yeah. What's the guys on the left, both up and down on the left, doing? On their phone. The right-hand side, The four that are sitting on the settee together and the girl with the green socks, what are they doing?
On their phone.
On their phone. Other day I was queuing at the traffic to come into Saintfield, and there was four or five people waiting at the bus stop. It used to be, in the olden days when I was your age, when you were at the bus stop, do you know what you did? You talked to people. That's an amazing thing. You actually talked to people. But now at bus stops, people are sitting, or standing rather, and they're on their phone. I want to talk to you about a very important part of your phone. Where do you see this bit? Will it come up on the screen? Oh dear. What do you think that might be? Yeah? The SIM card. Fantastic. Now that's maybe an easy answer, a SIM card. Anybody tell me? Oh, here, this is a hard question. Anybody tell me what SIM stands for? A SIM card. And you can't Google it on your phone right now if you've got a phone. Anybody tell me? I Googled it. Not just right now, I Googled it during the week. Let me tell you, according to Google, it means subscriber identification module, whatever that means. Anyway, it sounded very impressive. A SIM card. And you know, another name for a phone, some people call them a smartphone. And I want us to think about the fact today that you and I are like a smartphone. You and I are fearfully and wonderfully made. Who made us?
Jesus.
Yes, God made us. And Jesus made us. That's a brilliant answer. God made us. And listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 139. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvellous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the darkness of the womb. Every one of us here today were created by God. And that means something absolutely brilliant at BBGAB Enrollment. Every boy, every girl is so, so precious to God. We're all so precious to God because God made us. God formed us in our mummy's tummies. God made us and we are precious, absolutely precious to Him. So will you remember that you're precious to God because God made you? That's the first slide. Let's move on to the second slide. Now, if you have a mobile phone, you need to get connected, don't you? You need to have a network. Which of those four networks, some of the older people will be able to help me, which of these four networks do you think most people in the UK use? Which is the most popular one? Let me see. Yeah? No, that's the runner-up, believe it or not, according to Google again. Two letters, the same. EE, well done. Do you know that in the UK, 25.9 million people subscribe to EE? O2, 24.8 million. Vodafone, which is there as well, 17 million and 3, 13 million. But you see, you need a network provider. And yes, God has made us. And we are so special to God. But we need somebody that will help us to get in touch with God. Who do you think that person was who came all the way from heaven to make it possible for us to get in touch with God? Jesus. Brilliant answer. Jesus. And Jesus not only came to this world. What did Jesus do for you on the cross? Yeah. He died for you. He died for your sin on the cross because our sin was making it impossible for us to get a signal from heaven, if you know what I mean by that. Our sin was cutting us off. There was no signal from heaven. We couldn't get in touch with God. And Jesus came. And Jesus loved us so much that He died for our sins on the cross. And through His death on the cross, He made it possible for us to get in touch with heaven. So there was a network provider. And God in Jesus provided that. Let's look at another slide. Are you watching? Brilliant. Here's a question, just in case you're falling asleep at this stage. Here's a question, okay? And we'll have votes on this. The average teenager on the average day sends 57, 67, or 77 text messages. And we're all going to vote. You don't have a buzzer or anything to press. Who thinks it's 57? Come on, big people, you can enter in. Okay, you're all very shy. Okay, who thinks it's 67? Brilliant. Okay, who thinks it's 77? Okay. Well, most of you were wrong. It's 67, actually, according to Google. Okay. But you know, if you have a phone, what's the most popular thing people do on their phone? What's the most popular thing people do on their phone? Yeah? Play games? No, that's not the most popular thing that people use a phone for. The most popular thing that people use a phone for is to tell the time, apparently. That's the most popular use of a phone, to tell the time, to see what time it is. But I'm sure they play games. Your answer was a fantastic answer as well. But I want us to think about sending messages. Because you can take down your hands. If the average teenager sends 67 messages, do you know, messages were not EE's idea. Messages were not O2's idea. Messages were not Vodafone's idea. Messages were God's idea. God sent text messages years ago before there was ever mobile phones. And He has given us all these text messages in His special book. What's God's special book called? Good girl, Hannah. The Bible, yes. All these text messages in the Bible. And do you think He wants us to ignore His text messages? I think He wants us to read His text messages. Let's look at the next slide. Where do you see this? Oh dear, what does that mean? Sad, a sad face. Do you know what makes God sad about my life? When I sin, it makes God sad. When I sin, God has a sad face. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us have got sin in our lives, and that saddens God so much. But let's look at the next one. Oh, what does that mean?
Sad.
No, that was the first one, but that's a good answer. Yes, you're happy and somebody loves you. Even though we sinned, even though we sin in word, thought, and deed, God loved us. And he loved us so much, he sent Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. And the cross is God telling us, I love you. I love you. And I want you to come to know me as your personal friend and savior. So we thought about messages. Let's go on to the next slide. Unlimited anytime calls. Now, I have another question for you, okay? On average, this is not just teenagers, this is everybody who's got a mobile phone. On average, does the average person spend what sort of time on their phone every day? I'll give you three options. 28 minutes, 1 hour, 28 minutes, or 2 hours, 28 minutes. Let's vote. 28 minutes. Okay, take down your hands. 1 hour, 28 minutes. Take down your hands. 2 hours, 28 minutes. Yeah. You're right. Isn't that scary? People need to get a life. 2 hours, 28 minutes on a phone every day. 2 hours, 28 minutes. That is absolutely incredible. But you know, when we come to know Jesus, when we're connected to the network of heaven, when we have trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we're connected to the network of heaven. Do you know what we have? We have unlimited anytime calls because somebody else has paid the bill and that person was Jesus. Isn't that fantastic? And that means we can call Jesus up anytime. When we're happy, happy faces, we can call Jesus up and praise him. When we're sad and somebody isn't our friend at school or we're not feeling well and we're sick, we can call Jesus up and tell him about that, and Jesus understands. Listen to what Eva read for us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Keep on asking and you will receive. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Listen, you, if you're a Christian, if your sins are gone, if you've asked Jesus into your life, and I trust that you've done that, I trust that you've asked Jesus to be your Savior, then you have unlimited anytime calls to heaven, which is absolutely fantastic. Let's look at the last slide today. What's happening to this phone?
It's charging.
It's getting charged, yes. Mine at the moment, let me see what it says on this one here. It says it's 86% charged. I want to ask you this morning, if Jesus is your Savior, are you fully charged up for Jesus? Are you fully charged up for Jesus? Because Jesus doesn't want our batteries to go flat, spiritually speaking. He wants us to get plugged in to him and to get fully charged up for Jesus so that we can do amazing things for the Lord Jesus Christ. So what do you do if your phone's flat? What do you do? What do you put on it? Yeah? You put it on a charger and you plug it in. And what do you do if you've asked Jesus to be your Savior and you feel that your spiritual batteries are a bit low? You get close to Jesus and you say, Jesus, my spiritual batteries are a little bit low. Will you fill me up again? And the lovely thing is, the amazing thing is, Jesus does that. Listen to God's word in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So mums and dads, grannies and grandas, fantastic that you're here at our GBBB enrollment. What's GBBB all about? It's all about making sure that these kids get connected to heaven's network. But maybe you want that for your children, but do you want that for yourselves? Mums and dads, are you connected to heaven's network through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you discovered the joy of having unlimited anytime calls to heaven? Are your spiritual batteries running low and you can come to Jesus and get your batteries recharged? It's an amazing thing being a Christian. And mums and dads and boys and girls, if you're not a Christian, the best time to become a Christian is right now, today. Get connected to heaven's network. Jesus has made that possible through his sacrifice. And then you'll have unlimited anytime calls. You can call him anytime. You can send any amount of messages to heaven. And he'll send any amount of messages to you. And you can get to know Jesus even better. It's a wonderful thing. It's an exciting thing being a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, trust Jesus today as your Lord and your Savior. Brilliant. You all listened so well. Will we have a wee prayer? Will we call up heaven in prayer? Let's do that as we bow our heads and talk to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you so much just for these little illustrations from a mobile phone. Thank you, Lord, that you have made it possible for us to get to connected to heaven's network. And we thank you that when we do that through your sacrifice for our sins, through your precious blood that was shed on the cross, we thank you that we have unlimited anytime calls. We can call you up anytime, and you're just a prayer away. Thank you for all the messages, the text messages that you've sent us in your special book, the Bible. May they not go unread, but may we read them and love them and love to talk to you every day. So bless our BB and GB. Bless every one of these children. And while they're young, may they get saved and live their lives to the glory of Jesus. We ask this all in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.